Hey there, happy Easter celebration to you! Has anyone ever taught you to say thank you once in a while? Saying thank you is good for you and your relationships. Come with me today as I show you the power of gratitude in your relationships. Fumilayo Adepoju speaking, your relationship coach. Welcome back. A great deal of research has shown that gratitude helps us to initiate, maintain, and strengthen our relationships. Gratitude can make our marital relationships closer and more satisfying, and encourage us to feel more valued in friendships. Now, what is gratitude? Gratitude is a feeling of being grateful and wanting to express your thanks. So not just being grateful, you also express your thanks. That is gratitude. Now, psychologists and neuroscientists are discovering how the simple expression of gratitude as part of daily life improves well-being and relationships. Gratitude even makes you appear and healthier. People who focus on things they were grateful for, they feel better about their lives, more optimistic, and experience health benefits compared to those who looked at their daily irritations or just recall events that didn't affect them positively or negatively. Now, let's quickly look at benefits of gratitude. Number one, gratitude helps people experience positive emotions and get even more pleasure from good experiences. Gratitude, I must say that it is a state of the mind. Number two, expressing thankfulness helps people deal with life struggles more positively. In fact, it can even be a great coping mechanism. And of course, number three, gratitude gives you several health benefits, such as better sleep, better health, increased energy levels, ease of depressive symptoms, greater sense of well-being, and many more. Number four, gratitude helps people build stronger relationships, love, and intimacy. In the process of expressing our gratitude, we might recognize that the source of good things happening lies beyond ourselves. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 34 scripture says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his love endures forever." Ephesians 5:20, "At all times and for everything, giving thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father, at all times and for everything." Now, there is a study on couples from the Harvard Mental Health. Now, they carried out a study on couples, and they discovered that couples who took time to express gratitude for their partners not only felt more positive towards the other person, but also felt more comfortable expressing concerns about their relationships. The more you are thankful, the stronger your relationships become. Let me say that again. The more you are thankful, the stronger your relationships become, be it your marital relationship or friendships. It even seems that expressing gratitude is linked to the release of oxytocin, which is sometimes called the love hormone. You know, which is why perhaps a study has shown that people giving and receiving thanks felt more loving and caring towards their partner. Now, let me quickly show you 7 ways how to enjoy the power of gratitude in your relationships. And just like I said earlier on, I said gratitude is a state of the mind. So it has to start from you. Number one way to enjoy the power of relationships, the power of gratitude in your relationships, is by giving thanks regularly. So you need to regularly practice giving thanks. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. Thank God in everything, no matter what the circumstances may be. Be thankful and give thanks, for this is the will of God for you who are in Christ Jesus, the revealer and mediator of that will. We should make a habit of expressing gratitude a daily thing. Thankfulness rather than criticism should be our default position. When you see something good in your life or in the life of the other person, point it out and express it. Thank God for it. You know, we all complain occasionally, but practice responding to your own complaining by finding things to be thankful for. This helps to rewire your brain to be as proficient as at recognizing the good in your life as you are at identifying the bad. Number two, praise God when all is well. You may believe this is obvious, but it's critical to do it. When life runs smoothly, we don't tend to see this as God's gift to us. We don't see how He protects and guides us along the way to green pastures and still waters. So when everything is fine, be thankful. Number three, learn to see how bad experiences can produce good outcomes. We should all take some time to consider the benefit of the difficult times in our lives. After a period away from the situation, we should be able to see the good that came out of those experiences. Often you'll be able to see how those bad experiences helped you gather strength and momentum for future blessings in your life. Regardless of that, learning to see past trials through eternity's perspective enables us to be more thankful during times of struggle. Number four, make gratitude a part of your interactions with other people. Gratitude should impact both our relationship with God and our relationships with other people. Rick Warren once said, "To appreciate means to raise in value." Wow, that's not only true of things, it's also true of people. When you appreciate somebody, you literally raise their value. We ought to appreciate people because it increases their self-worth. Make it a regular practice to say thank you to people in your life. Often, the people we express gratitude with the least in our lives are those the closest to us. Make an effort. Number five, make an effort to do small daily acts of kindness. Bring your partner a cup of tea in the morning, tidy the kitchen, compliment him or her. And when people do little things for you, always say thank you. Number six, try to notice good things and show your appreciation when your partner says or does something kind or thoughtful. Whether it's a small or large gesture, say thanks and what makes you grateful. You know, a new psychology study showed that what really created greater bonds of intimacy for a couple was when a person went beyond the simple thank you. For example, instead of saying, "Thanks for dropping off my package," say something like, "Thanks so much for finding the time to take my package to the post office. I really appreciate you for helping me as I'm having a such busy week." Basically, you are telling your partner how much you value them and how they met your needs. Number seven, write your partner a love letter. Buy a card or nice paper and spend some time writing down all the things you love and value about your partner or about the people in your life. My question to you today, how thankful do you seem to be in your relationships? Action point. Find opportunities to say thank you to your spouse, your children, your friends, family members, colleagues, and the people in your life. Send someone a thank you note today and be consistent with it. Let it become your habit. This will strengthen your relationships. I sincerely want to thank you for listening and joining this podcast today. See you next week. God bless you.